meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. If I can read my own Bible, I will take a shot at this one. This is from John 14. Verse 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father, the Father is in me? That's the second time Jesus said that to them, informing them about the kind of relationship he as the Son of Man had with the Father. It was one of union. They participated in the life of the Father. The Father lived his life in him through the Father and the Holy Spirit. He says, the words that I say to you, I did not do on my own initiative, but the Father, abiding in me, does his works. Believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. That's the third time he's told it. He said it in another chapter. Otherwise, believe on account of the works themselves. The very works that I do is proof, as man, that there's another living in that's not me. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do shall do what he shall do also, even greater works than these shall I do, because I go to the Father. And what happened when Jesus went to the Father? He poured out on them what he had, the Holy Spirit. And he goes on and he says, whatever you ask in my name, this will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. He may be with you forever. This word, particular word for another, isn't the word for another of a different kind. It literally isn't the word another of the same kind. Holy Spirit's come, we know in John 16, in the same upward discourse, to emphasize Jesus in us and to make us discover, to make available to us all that Jesus has. Is all that the Father has. It has the Spirit of truth in the world cannot receive because it does not behold him, but you know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you when that day. I won't leave his orphans. I will come to you when the Holy Spirit comes. You will behold me because I go to the Father, because I live, you will also live. And in that day, you will know that I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me, and I'm in you. In Galatians 6, or I should mark these pages, should I save some time? Not 6-4, 4-6. I was close. It was a dyslexic version. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. He's called the Spirit of Jesus. Holy Spirit's his own person, but he came to glorify Christ. He came to be the other of the same kind. So that as Jesus is in the Father and the Father is in him, we're going to be in Christ and Christ is going to be in us. And it's the Holy Spirit that makes that dynamic real. The point I'm trying to make with all this. And in Romans chapter 8, the little sequence here, he says, in verse 9, however, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, then he calls him the Spirit of Christ. He does not belong to him. And if Christ is in, and he just breaks it down and says, if Christ is in you, it's the Holy Spirit that makes Christ in reality. Here's the thing that let me read this one. This is Acts 1:8, go from here. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria. You'll bear witness of me. The Holy Spirit comes upon you, releases power. We love to talk about the fact that this word power is the Greek word dunamis, which we get dynamite from. The literal translation of dunamis is ability. And we know that, and it was used to reference other words and things with reference ability in the Greek world. But we know when it talks about God, he's talking about supernatural ability. We have a tendency to categorize, us charismatics have this tendency to categorize, there's this, and then there's the power, and then you have the fruit of the Spirit, and you have the power of God, who does the gifts of the Spirit. Let me just say this to you, it's all Christ. Holy Spirit's come as the Spirit of Jesus to live in us and to release in us the ability of Jesus to both be holy and to move in signs and wonders. I think it's a travesty that we, in well-meaning ways, have created this wacky theology that says, I've got Jesus, but I'm looking for more. No, if you've got Jesus, you don't need any more. Either it means what it says, and it says what it says in Ephesians 1:3, or it doesn't. For we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. If I'm in Christ, I'm participating in his life, if I've now been included into his life, then every spiritual blessing is the ability to pray for people that get healed, a spiritual blessing? Is the anointing a spiritual blessing? Is hope and joy and peace, is that a spiritual blessing? The Holy Spirit comes. His role in this part of the relationship is to realize in us the identity and the ability of Jesus so that we find our identity in Him. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your life in God is hidden with Christ. Only in looking to Him, discovering all that He is, and all that He has, and all that He can do, will you then discover who you are, and all that you have, and all that you can do. That's the Christian life. We've created scribes and not disciples. Our deal is like, we're going to teach, make people experts in Scripture, so they can make good choices to live for God. That's a scribe. Christianity is much bigger than that. Inclusion in the very life of Christ. This thing about power. Romans 15, verse 13. Then I'll read you a couple of other verses, 18 and 19. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. What? Hope is the result of the power of the Holy Spirit? I thought the power of the Holy Spirit is just like for zapping people. Miracles and signs and wonders. Let me just say this to you. In a hopeless situation and you know hope, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. Realizing you the hope that Jesus carries. He's a God of hope. That's the fruit of the Spirit is the result of the power of the Spirit, the ability of Jesus. The ability of Jesus in me to not be anxious and frustrated and angry and unforgiving and resentful. That's power. And he goes down and he says in verse 18, for I will not presume to speak of anything except that Christ, except what Christ has accomplished through me. That's Paul's thing. That's the biblical understanding of sanctification. And the power, the signs. He says, what Christ accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed, and the power of signs and wonders, and the power of the Spirit. Wow. So the power of the Spirit releases signs and wonders, and the power of the Spirit releases hope. Hope isn't signs and wonders, but it is a sign and a wonder in the person whose natural flesh is to be depressed. That's the ability of Jesus. That's supernatural. That's power. What have we done? We've choked it all up in these little bits and pieces, and we're going after this little chunk, and then that little chunk, this little chunk. You have been made complete in Christ. I don't know what else to do with that word. For all the fullness of deities embodied in Him, and you have been made complete in Christ. Now, do I have any problem with people going after a greater experience and manifestation of what's theirs already in Christ? No, that's great. That's what breakthrough means. Go for it. If you're trying to get something you don't have, then you've been deceived. And you'll live frustrated all your life because you'll think you've got it, and then you'll read about somebody else who seemed to have got it better than you got it. He got you. And when He got you, you got Him. And that's all. Power for hope. The Holy Spirit's power for hope. The Holy Spirit's power for something. That's the identity, the personality, the capacity of Jesus. I've been cleansed to know. His peace is my peace. His joy is my joy. His faith is my faith. His morality is my morality. His ability to heal the sick is my ability to heal the sick. That's all because of the power of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Jesus, who in our heart cries, Abba, Father. So I get to share, participate in Jesus' relationship with the Father by the Holy Spirit and the life that Jesus lives before the Father, Holy Spirit, and then clothed and includes the whole enchilada. The older I get, we're radically passionate about it. Because we've made it so complicated. It's not complicated. It's so simple that only the little children get it. So he said, to his disciples, to the theologians, unless you change, become like a little child,